Welcome to the Blaxican Conservative Podcast. I am Jermaine Salas. We'll get to obviously I have to touch on the shooting that happened yesterday in Buffalo. The 10 people who lost their lives. There was another shooting today at a church in Southern California, a place where my mother was from and her family. Southern California, another shoot. Looks like one person passed away. A bunch of people were injured. But we'll get to that in a second. But I was telling my son this story. Well, actually, he brought up an old story that I told him, and it's so vivid. It's one of the few things that he remembers from being, I don't know, like 2 years old, maybe. But when he was two, I forgot what we were watching, but he asked me how he was born. And I told him that he used to be a banana. And when he got a little older, we peeled him and then he popped out. And for a long time, he believed that. He used to tell his mom, yeah, my dad said I used to be a banana. And he peeled me and I came out. Anyway, my son he's nine now. And so when he asks me questions, I have to give him real answers. I can't give him BS answers like, because I said so. That's just the way it is. I don't know. That's how I was. I have to give him real answers. So we were downtown in Cleveland over the weekend, and we saw a protest or a march downtown. And my son asked me what's going on. I said, they are marching. For something they believe in, something they're passionate about. And he asked me what it was. And I said, they're just marching for something. Well, what are they marching for? And I didn't want to answer him. And I keep forgetting he's nine. He's smart. He knows how to use his Chromebook better than I know how to use my laptop. So I said, all right, so they're marching, they're protesting women's right to have an abortion. So obviously he said, what's an abortion? I said, that's when, things happen and a family decides that they can't have their baby. And he said, oh, you can do that? And I said, I'm hesitating with the answers. And I found a way to cut the conversation off because of what I believe in. Now, what I believe in doesn't really matter, and I'm not going to talk about it much here on this podcast. I will say that everybody down there protesting, they were born. They're alive. They're not one of the 63 million babies who are not here with us that have been killed in the past, 50 years? Everybody down there protesting, everybody with a voice, everybody with an opinion, even me, we've all been born. We weren't aborted. Our mothers decided to have us. But that's a conversation for another day. It's a hard one to have too, isn't it? Especially with the people who are really passionate. Now, I will say this. I would say about 85% of the people who are down there and across the country protesting, they have no idea what Roe v. Wade is. They believe that if it's overturned, states are simply going to abolish abortion. They're going to outlaw abortion. They're going to ban abortion. That's what they think overturning Roe v. Wade is. Not even realizing that there are still states in this country ran by governors who allow abortion up until the day of birth. 9-month abortions. There are states that allow that. See, I said I wasn't going to talk about this stuff, but here I am talking about it. Of course, you have the people get in your face and yell at you about, what about incest? What about rape? What about it? That's a very rare occurrence. Again, there's no ban on abortion. Everybody's empathetic towards issues like that. Everybody has sympathy for that. If you're raped, nobody's saying you must have the baby, even though you were raped. If you were raped by your dad or one of your brothers, nobody's saying you must have that baby. Roe v. Wade is simply giving the power back to the states. If you are pro-choice, you vote for a governor who is pro-choice. If you are pro-life, you vote for the governor who is pro-life. You leave the choice up to the states and to the people, ultimately. You just got to have the right governor in. I mean, it's a vote. You can't say, oh, more people are in favor of abortion to this term and this here and this. No, it's if you get out and vote, state by state, they have the power to make these laws. And again, there are states that will continue to allow abortion up until the time of birth. And there might be some knucklehead governors who say, no, no abortion at all. But Roe v. Wade is not banning abortion. It's just giving it back to the states. They're simply telling you that the 9 people in the Supreme Court can't decide. That's not their decision. Leave it up to the states. Leave it up to the people. The people vote for the people in office who are going to make these choices, who are going to pass these laws. If you're pro-choice, vote for the pro-choice governor. If you're pro-life, you vote for the pro-life governor. I had a good conversation. Well, it started off good anyway, with a good friend of mine. She's had 2 abortions. Or maybe 3. And obviously, I'm not going to say her name. But she, you know, her thing is, I had an abortion because of, you know, this guy was an asshole. I didn't want to get pregnant. It just happened. All right. Then she got with another guy. You know, 5 months pregnant, 6 months pregnant. He wasn't the one. Again, he was cheating on her or doing something. I don't know. Third time, third pregnancy, same situation. She was with a guy. You know, halfway into the pregnancy, she realized, nah, this dude isn't the one. It's not going to work. And I don't want to be tied down to the guy because we have a child together. And I've heard that a lot. So women say, well, that's not, you know, there are so many reasons why a woman would want an abortion. Now, obviously, we know that the health risks. If a doctor tells you, hey, if you have this baby, there's this health risk. Listen, I understand that. There are doctors who understand that. There are governors. There are lawmakers who understand that. Again, none of this stuff is banning abortion. They just, you know, for the most part, a lot of these governors in these red states want to put limits to it. 15 weeks. Texas is doing the heartbeat. But what is it? The first, I don't want to get into all these terms. I don't want to mess them up. But Texas has the heartbeat one. Mississippi was trying to pass the 15, after the 15 week one, where after 15 weeks, you couldn't get an abortion. And the problem is you can't get the other side to come to the table because they want to have abortion up until the day of birth. Whenever you want it, just go get it. And again, there are so many issues that come to the table. Rape, incest, your personal and physical health. What are the risks of having this child? But then you have the other side to that. Women just, you know, halfway through the pregnancy, you say, you know, this ain't the one. This dude's a loser. He's an abuser. He's physically abusing me, verbally. The dude is a joke. I don't want to have his kid. I don't want to be tied to this guy. I want to get an abortion. I heard it all and I understand it all. But somebody, people have to meet somewhere in between. Okay, all these pro-life people, all the people who are pro-life, like myself, all this nonsense about, oh, they're telling us what to do with our bodies. What are some of these senators saying? Government mandated pregnancies. The government is forcing women to have their babies. Or whatever they were saying. It's just a bunch of nonsense. Nobody's saying that. In a nutshell, all we're saying is, you know, when that baby starts to form and there's a heartbeat, who's protecting that baby? Who's speaking for that baby? Again, we're all born. We're all alive. Our mothers gave birth to us. Anyway, I don't want to talk about that shit. It's such a broad topic. The problem, and again, the problem is you can't bring the other side to the table to talk about nothing. Because every time you try to meet them somewhere, they just go all the way to the end and say, no, we want abortion up until the day of birth. No questions asked. We want taxpayers to pay for it. My body, my choice. Now, I don't know about y'all, but, you know, anytime I didn't wear a condom and I knew the female wasn't using child support, birth control, I knew that if I did not pull out, that it was highly likely that she can get pregnant. I mean, that's how it works, right? So I've been very careful. Although there are some people listening to me right now that I've, brought some misery to. But that's how it goes, right? If you don't wear a condom, you don't pull out. The girl's not on birth control. She's probably going to get pregnant. That's usually how it goes. Anyway. Man, I know I'm going to hear a lot of shit about what I just said. You know what? Bring it on. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. But don't come at me with that. My body, my choice. And if you're a dude, I don't want to hear that crap. What needs to happen is we need to meet somewhere, all right? We need to meet somewhere. Again, we all understand that there are health risks, physical risks to the mother if they give birth. We understand those. And nobody's saying, no, you can't have an abortion. Rape, incest, we get it. But for the most part, most of these abortions take place because the people are irresponsible. That's all it is. People are just irresponsible. I mean, and I'm speaking for myself. You know, I have one son. I don't plan on having any more kids. You know why? Because I can't afford it. I can't afford it. Even right now, I'm looking at, you know, if my son can't get a free ride through college or trade school or whatever he wants to do, how am I going to support what he wants to do with his life? How can I save up now? It's hard to save now. So I'm looking at it from where I'm at. I don't want to have any more kids, and I'm going to do what I need to do to make sure that doesn't happen. Putting on a condom. I like how people always say, well, 2% of people still get pregnant. I think they talk when they're talking about birth control. Well, 2% of the people still get pregnant. Listen, man, I have been very careful. And I'm going to continue to be very careful going forward. I don't want to have any more kids. I can't. I can't afford it. You know, you used to be able to sit down, right? You know, before you have sex, before she gives you the draws. You talk about it. Well, maybe you don't. You think about it. Can we afford to have a child right now? You just started your job. I just started mine. Let's wait on this raise. Let's wait on that raise. Let's wait on this promotion. Let's wait till we get a bigger house. Let's wait till we get some of this debt paid down and then have the baby. But those conversations don't take place anymore. Now it's more like, hey, should we be having this baby? Yeah, I mean, Joe Biden got us. He got us. We can get the food card, healthcare, free healthcare. We get a $10,000 tax return. Yeah, let's have the baby. It's all good. The government got us. Or, shit, if things don't work out, you can just go kill the baby. We can just go kill it. It's all right. You have a condom? No. Are you on birth control? No. Nah, what if we get pregnant? Nah, that's all right. We'll just go kill the baby. All right. I mean, that's pretty much how it goes now. Nobody's responsible for nothing. Most people are just... I don't want to talk about this crap no more. And again, I know I'm going to catch a lot of heat for what I just said. But hey, you can reach out to... You can reach out to me. We can talk about it. Again, these people need to meet in the middle. They need to meet in the middle. All right? And trust me, I'm not really a big fan of the governors who want to go, you know, straight banning abortion. You can't do that. Because we know there are circumstances in which, you know, people might need to get an abortion. So for the governors who want to completely ban it, I am 100% against that. Trust me, I am. Anyway, I actually just sold a Glock 17 because I don't like, let me go backwards. When I was in my 20s, my early 20s, I used to carry a gun everywhere I went. And even now, I can't even tell you really why. It's not like I needed it for protection. I didn't have any enemies. I don't think I needed to protect myself against anybody. I knew where the problem areas were. I knew how to. I was pretty good at avoiding any conflict because of what I went through as a kid. So I can't say that I needed it for protection. I didn't really need it to feel more secure either. Like, again, I did what I could to avoid conflict, but I did carry it to feel a sense of toughness, you know, because I was real immature back then, and I was real quick to show people my gun if I got into some sort of, you know, disagreement. I mean, why throw fists if I can just show somebody my gun? Put some fear in them. But that was then. Now I don't want to carry this thing at all. Because my perspective has changed so much. I have a son now. So I got rid of the Glock 17. It was too big for me. And I barely carry my gun now. Even back then, I bought my gun off the street. Or guns off the street. I didn't have a license. I was carrying them illegally. The guns I had back then were probably stolen from somebody. But now I have a license. I've graduated from a police academy. But I rarely carry it. You know, because I don't want to get in a situation with my son in the back seat where he witnesses me using it. Or something happens when I take the gun out the holster and something goes wrong. I don't pull the trigger quick enough, and then they pull the trigger and they kill me in front of my son. I prefer not to carry it because I don't want that false sense of feeling, you know, macho or whatever you want to call it. Because that's all it was when I carried it. It made me feel tougher. And I don't like that. I don't like that feeling now, because I don't want to be in a situation where I need to be or pretend to be tough. But man, going to a damn grocery store, and listen, I'm a dude. Like I don't know about y'all, but I don't shop right. So I need to go to the grocery store twice a week, and I eat a lot of fruit. So I never fill up the bowl. Like I get one thing here, one thing there. You know, my main grocery store day is Friday, and I get a lot of stuff for my most mainly for my son. But then I got to go back the following Monday, and then Wednesday. And then I'll go play the lottery another day. But I go to the same grocery store almost 2 to 3 times a week. But this kid in Buffalo, I mean, I say he's a kid because he's 18. Again, my son is 9. And if you got kids, man, you know how fast them years, these 9 years went fast. 9 years. My son is 9. In 9 more years, he'll be 18. The same age as this kid who just shot and killed 10 people in a grocery store in Buffalo. Now, I'm not going to go, I'm not going to get into a comparison to what happened in Buffalo. It's alleged that he is a self-proclaimed white supremacist or whatever. I'm sure we'll get more details as the days go on, because I am sure that this is going to be covered nonstop on most news outlets, because this is the greatest thing that ever happened for them and for government, especially the Democrats. See, they profit off of pain. They ain't going to let this one go. Yeah, they ain't going to let this one go. So it's going to be nonstop coverage. Now, we just had the shooting in the New York subway with, I believe his name was Frank James, the black man who hated white people, who made YouTube videos about killing and hating white people. It looks like what put him over the top was finding out that the new Supreme Court justice, finding out that her husband was white, Ketanji Jackson. When he found out her husband was white, I think that set him off. That put him over the top. And he shot those people on the subway, 14 people. And that story disappeared overnight. The ass clown in Waukesha, who ran over those people at the parade, the Christmas parade, killed 6 of them, made video and posted all the time about hating white people. That story disappeared. It barely got reported. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do a compare of hate crimes for committed by white men versus hate crimes committed by black men. I'm not going to do that. Because people are dying. This country is just hurting. This country is just in pain. I mean, I just talked about Roe v. Wade. There were so many people who were just really in pain about this stuff, really passionate about this stuff. High gas prices, high food prices. It's hard to get a house right now. Hard to maintain the shit in your house. And again, 10 people shot and killed, they're just gone. Go into the grocery store by an 18-year-old boy. Imagine living a life of like apparently one of the victims in the grocery store was a retired police officer. Or at least he was there part-time, but he was a police officer. Imagine living a whole life, a full life, decades of life, a family man. Decades being killed by a kid who's been on the earth for 18 years. You're just gone. And again, I'm sure we'll get more details. You know, apparently they've already turned his parents' house upside down. They're going to keep digging and digging and digging for more white supremacy stuff. We got CNN apparently got, we got our hands on this 182-page manifesto, and when he used a lot of racist language. Again, this ain't got shit. It ain't shit about the victims. Nothing about victims. It's all about the gun and white supremacy. You see, the media and government, they don't, especially the Democrats, they don't care about black people killing black people. They sure as hell don't care about black people killing white people. They don't care about black men assaulting and killing Asian women. But they care when white people kill black people. And we're going to see this nonstop. Now, apparently your president, Joe Biden, because I didn't vote for that clown. Joe Biden is going to Buffalo tomorrow. He will do a press conference. And this is a big opportunity for him to do the right thing. Which is to just, I don't know, man, provide some, you know, some comforting words, calm people's nerves. These are some rough times for a lot of people in this country. But he's not going to do that. Why do it? They're going to try to capitalize off of this. So he's going to come out there tomorrow. He's going to talk about white militias, white supremacy, domestic terrorism. He's going to talk about guns, ghost guns. He's going to find a way to blame right-wing media. He's going to find a way to blame Republicans. Then he's going to talk about guns again, white supremacy. I mean, Merrick Garland already said he's going to open up the DOJ is going to get involved. And again, Frank James just shot 14 people in a New York subway. A black dude who made video after video on YouTube and posted them about how much he hated white people. That story disappeared. There was no Department of Justice investigation, but he's going to open this one up. And look, I'm not against it. I mean, 18 years old. You know, how does a kid become a, what the hell is a white supremacist anyway? I mean, the question is, how does he develop this hatred? Where does this hatred come from? That's what we should be trying to figure out. Obviously, you start with the parents, but there's so much going on with these kids. We can't even get it from the parents. It might not even be the parents. Hey, listen, there was a time in my life when I had some horrible feelings about what I wanted to do to people because of the way I was treated in school. I wanted to do some harm to people, in particular black people, because of the way they treated me in my own community, in my school, the way my black father treated me, the way a black dude ran me out of my own house when I was a kid, and I was, you know, my sister's black boyfriend. So I had a lot of hatred for a long time. And I had some terrible thoughts in my head about things I wanted to do to feel better, to sort of get even. We need to figure out where the hatred comes from. But the president's not going to do that tomorrow. Everybody accused Donald Trump of being divisive. Even though everything he was saying was America first, America first, America first. No, the real divisive clown is the man you're going to see in Buffalo tomorrow. That's Joe Biden. He's going to stand up there with an angry, he's probably, at some point he's going to get angry. He's going to start yelling. He's going to blame right-wing media and Republicans. White supremacy this, domestic terrorism that, guns this, guns that. Instead of just providing words to just calm our nerves. Heal the people. I mean, this, again, these are just tough times. Anyway. I'm at a point where I just don't expect anything from these people. From these politicians on both sides, Republicans, Democrats. I mean, just last week, what was it? Last, I think Thursday or last Tuesday, the Senate held a vote on the floor to make it a, you know, federal law to allow abortion up until, you know, the day of birth. That's what's important to them right now. Sending another $40 billion to Ukraine. That's important to these people now. Man, hell with these, with y'all Americans. Y'all be all right. Again, this country is just hurting. Some people more than others. But overall, it's just been a terrible 2.5 years. And the ass clown who said he was going to make it better, bring America back. What did he say? We're going to bring the soul or something about the soul of the country, the soul of the nation. He's going to unite us. No, he's not. He hasn't tried to either. His last 2 weeks worth of press conferences has he's just been going after Republicans. Are you going to go vote ultra MAGA, or are you going to vote for my plan where I'm going to lower the cost for the American family? Make the wealthy pay their fair share. He keeps talking the same shit over and over and over. All I'm saying is pay your fair share. You want to go with this ultra MAGA plan where he wants to raise taxes on 100 million Americans? I didn't know there was a vote coming up and, you know, Joe Biden was on the ballot. But anyway, this has been a tough time. There was another shooting today in a church in Southern Cal. Another shooting at multiple people dead at a shooting in, I think, Houston, Texas, at a flea market. It's getting tough. Listen, when my mom was a kid, I think I may have mentioned this on a previous podcast, but when she was a kid, there was approximately 165 million people in this country. Now, my mom is still alive. 165 million people in the country, approximately. Now there's over 330 million. This country has doubled. More than doubled in size. More than doubled. And they wonder why people are going crazy. We don't have no space. We're too close to each other. We're too crammed close to each other. Now, I know some people got it. Those who got it live in it with a big gate around their house. In a gated community, a gated cul-de-sac. Can't nobody get in. They have space. But for the majority of the people in this country, they don't. Everybody's living on top of each other. Floor on top of floor on top of floor. House next to house. Everybody's crammed in this country. There's no space. Everybody's going crazy. Anyway. We will see Joe Biden tomorrow in Buffalo. What he talks about, my prediction is a whole bunch of nonsense. All I really want to see Joe Biden do is come out there and talk about the victims. Talk about the victims in the grocery store in Buffalo. Name their, you know, say their names. Say their family names. Their family's names. Tell us what they did. Tell us how old they were. Where did they grow up? Do that. Same with the victim in the church in Southern Cal. Well, the victims in Houston. It looks like that's a kind of a breaking story right now. The mass shooting in Texas. Just come out and say their names. Talk about the victims. Just do that. But we know that's not going to happen. Man, you would think that at a time like this, all these politicians would just get together and say, listen, we know. It just give words of comfort, calm people's nerves. But they're going to say, oh, Joe Biden's going to say, oh, ban assault, you know, gun this, ghost guns. And Republicans going to say, Second Amendment, Second Amendment, Second Amendment. Because they can never meet in the middle. I always tell people who completely disagree with me, if I ever ran, and this would never happen, obviously. But if I were in a position where I could run for office, whether it's locally, you know, mayor or whatever, governor, obviously I'll run on, you know, as a Republican. But I would never be surrounded by other conservatives and Republicans. It's ridiculous. My right hand man would have to be, you know, somebody with Democrat views, moderate, a liberal. You got to have you everybody around you can't be saying yes, 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 yes. Everybody can't be on the same page. No, I didn't mean to say it like that. Everybody can't come to the table on the same page. You have to have different ideas. You have to bring stuff different. I mean, Ohio just passed this law where you don't have to have a carry concealed license. You don't have to apply for one. You don't even have to go through training. You can just buy a gun now. That was passed by a Republican governor. That's one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. Nobody got to this man and say, hold on, man, that's not a good idea. I mean, you got to have some kind of training. It's not that hard to get the damn license. I mean, sure, you got to wait for 3 months for it to come in the mail. But it's only one day. It's only one class. You got to take 1 8-hour class. That's it. And you take a little written test. Then you apply for the license. And then you get it in the mail. Why? That's not a tough process. You want to scrap that away and just let anybody carry a damn firearm? Anybody? That's a horrible idea. That was passed by a Republican governor. Now, that stuff like that can't happen. So again, if I ever ran for office, my right-hand man would have to be a moderate or a Democrat. Somebody has to check me. Somebody has to check us. We have to find some way to be in the middle. Same thing with this abortion stuff. We have to find some way down the middle. Obviously, somebody has to protect the mother and her choices, but somebody has to protect that child as well. We can't just throw responsibility and irresponsibility out the window. Anyway, I really was trying not to talk about this, the Roe v. Wade stuff. It's when you turn on the news and you hear what these people who are supposed to be journalists and the, you know, are trusted sources for news, they don't explain anything. They don't tell the truth at all. Not one of these ass clowns on CNN or MSNBC or ABC, none of them explain what Roe v. Wade is. None of them explains that if it's overturned, it's not banning abortion. It's just giving those choices back to the states. When that happens, that's when people need to get out and vote. They need to get out and vote for the governor who is either pro-choice or pro-life. But they're leaving it in the hands of the power of the voters. I mean, whoever votes more, I mean, that's the governor who's going to win. And they don't explain this to people at all. That this is not some ban on abortion. Overturning Roe v. Wade is not abolishing abortion or going backwards, like they like to say. Nobody's explaining it at all. I told you, the whole Democrat Party is full of pimps. They're full of hustlers. They manipulate people. And unfortunately, about 70% of the people in this country are just stupid when it comes to issues like this. They just put you in fear. They put you in fear by saying stuff like this. Well, now that Roe v. Wade might be overturned, what's next? Interracial marriage? Not anybody with any sense would know that that ain't going to happen. Oh, they're going to ban LGBTQ plus children from the classroom. All right. Now, there are people out there who believe that. Yeah, maybe a lot of people know that that's not the case. But again, a lot of people truly believe that Roe v. Wade being overturned means abortion is banned. I mean, and interracial marriage? I mean, what are they going to bring back? Sodomy laws too? You can't have anal sex? Are they going to bring that back too? Are they going to bring back reckless eyeballing? A black man can't look in a white woman's eyes? They can't whistle at a white woman? They're going to bring that back too? I mean, why don't we bring back Ebonics? Let's bring back the black codes while we're at it. You can't walk on the side of the, you know, the railroad tracks. Anyway. There are people still saying, well, they've already suppressed the black vote. I didn't want to talk about that stuff today. Not with all these people losing their lives with, you know, senseless violence. And again, I'm going to offend a lot of people. I know a lot of people are going to be upset with what I said earlier today, but I'm just, you know, people hate to hear this stuff, man. What happened to people just being responsible? I mean, I've had people throw so many scenarios at me, and I'm like, damn, really? It's almost like the what's the narrative now? So like a dude is, you know, he's a heroin addict or whatever. It just goes, well, I broke my hand and I got surgery, and then they gave me oxycodone and I got hooked, and then I started doing heroin. No, you didn't. I had a bad injury and they gave me some pills and the doctor gave me too many and I got hooked, and now I got, you know, I get fentanyl because it's cheaper. No, you didn't. But that's what people believe now, right? Anybody that's hooked on heroin or fentanyl, they must have had some bad injury, and it's the doctor's fault because they overprescribed them Percocet or oxycodone. I mean, it's the same with this abortion stuff. Most people believe, I mean, I don't know, they believe that, you know, half of the abortions, like 50%, are incest and rape. Or that the mother's going to pass away from, you know, from complications of giving birth. And that's not the case. What is alarming is, you know, the people who don't know the full story behind the creation of Planned Parenthood, where most of them are located, and the fact that African American women make up 7% of the country. Now, remember, black people are only about 12.5% of the country's population. 7% of the country is African American women. Yet African American women account for 40% of this country's abortion. 40%. 7% of the country, African American female. But they account for 40% of the total abortions. Now, we have this ass clown in New York City, Eric Adams. And again, there were high hopes for this brother. High hopes. Now, I wouldn't say all that went out the window when he had the camera crew following him around, you know, while he was getting his toes done. So black people were slaughtering each other in the streets in New York City and getting each other hooked on drugs and, you know, getting women pregnant and leaving, making the kids grow up without a daddy. All while that's going on, he's getting his toes done. Now, I ain't knocking a dude for getting his toes. And I mean, obviously, he has to enjoy some him time. But why you got to have the camera crew follow you, bro? To show us all the cotton balls in between each one of your toes. Anyway, he was out there in the protests. And he said it, man. He said it. Women should be allowed to have abortion up until 9 months, the day of birth. All right, man. All right, bro. 7% of the country, African-American women, but they account for 40%. 40% of the total abortions in this country. 7% account for 40%. Are these women raped? Is it incest? Will they pass away if they give birth? Or were they irresponsible? Are people irresponsible? Anyway, you'll see when Joe Biden comes out tomorrow. Remember this podcast. This man has a chance to come out there. You know, maybe some other politicians can come out there. I mean, because I don't know how many of them. Now it's Mitch McConnell who did a surprise visit to Ukraine. How the hell is this? How is it a surprise if he knows you're coming? Nancy Pelosi just went out there. She had a camera crew filming her walking down the street. A surprise visit means he didn't know you was coming. How the hell are you going to surprise the Zelensky when he's supposed to be hiding from Russia? I ain't about to get into that. $40 billion? Anyway. I mean, yeah, Mitch McConnell just went down there for his photo ops. But yeah, so you have all these politicians who are showing up in Ukraine to take pictures and videos. See, I'm here. I got here before you did. Look at my... I'm taking a picture. But now you can go to Buffalo with Joe Biden tomorrow. Stand together. Share words to calm everybody. To heal, to bring people together. But they're not. It's going to be Joe Biden by himself and Merrick Garland talking about white supremacy, white rage, white militias, guns, ghost guns, right-wing media, Republicans, Second Amendment. It's going to be a bunch of garbage. Instead of just talking about the victims and then trying to figure out what can drive an 18-year-old to take people's lives. Anyway, I'm out.